I'm Tracy Fink, founder and CEO of the Tortoise Institute, and I'm here today with Alana Levitt, who is the author of What's Mom Still Got to Do With It? She's also a nationally recognized career counselor, nationally recognized career counselor, and she is an HR professional. So welcome, Alana.
Thank you, Tracy.
So it's May, and graduation is upon us.
Yes, it is.
And I know my own son is graduating from college.
Oh, congratulations.
Which we can't believe. So tell us what advice or some of the things that you're seeing in your practice about some of the issues that graduation brings up for the students and their parents.
That's a great question. And I love that you asked about the students and their parents, because graduation is a time of transition, and transition is really hard and scary for people. Sometimes when endings are coming close, people might decide unconsciously they can't do it, and they stop going to class and they don't get that graduation. Sometimes parents, I'm sure, are as excited as they are anxious about their kids coming back into the home after they've been gone for 4 years or 5 years or 2 years. And, you know, it's not, we think about the kids and their growth, but we don't always think about the parents and what's going on for us. Because, you know, interestingly, when our kids are launching into the workplace, it's a time where we might have the energy and freedom to think about our time, and we got used to our freedom and spending less time parenting and more time on ourselves. And so one thing to note is that it's really an adjustment for everybody.
Any words of wisdom that you can give, maybe any tools that we can use? Because I know my empty nest is not going to be empty anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, I think for the kids, and I say kids, but we're talking about young adults, but that's one point. Our young adults are not fully adulted yet, especially, you know, men, they say their brains are not fully developed until 26, women a little bit younger. But we have these people who feel like adults back in our house, and we expect them to be adulting in terms of earning money and taking care of themselves and their laundry and food. And they may be very confused in terms of their career direction. You know, at a very young age, we're asked, what do you want to do? We ask our kids, what do you want to do? Even as a career counselor, I try not to impose that pressure, and I ask my kids all the time. And then I tell them it's okay that they don't know. But I think it's important to remember that our kids are not, they're not clear or solid yet. And it's our job to help both provide some support and direction without being overly directive. Because, again, they have to find their way, and we can support. Now, we can support by using our LinkedIn network, by using our professional worlds, our advice, to the extent that the kids want to hear it. It's better if they come to you to ask for help rather than being the nag. My dear friend and colleague, Tracy Fink, said to me last week, you know, when you walk in the house at the end of the day, don't try to change anybody in the first 2 minutes. And I loved it. I really put that into practice all week this week. And I thought, you know, that doesn't help anybody. When everyone comes home and you're starting to pressure them, and why don't you do this and why don't you do that? So finding a flow of energy between them asking for help, you not being too anxious yourself about their future. So again, you might have your own stuff going on. There really needs to be some conscious attention put on this transition.
Yeah, and communication as well. Because I know for me, I found for my kids, I almost asked for permission. Is this a good time to have a conversation? Mm-hmm. Or do you want me involved in this process? Mm-hmm. How can I help you? And I find that the questions actually disarm them a little bit more than, you know, going full force.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So any advice that we can give either of the students? You know, people ask them, what are you going to do?
Or absolutely. Any other advice? Listen, there's a lot of resources out there. I think for people who aren't sure yet what career they want, that's normal. You know, in young 20s, there has to be periods of exploration. There are free career assessments out there. If you look at www.ncda.org, it's the National Career Development Association, under resources and self-assessment. You can do some self-assessment. There's a lot of assessment in positive psychology, the VIA StrengthsFinder, the Clifton Strengths. to really understand where your assets lie. And it's going to take perhaps some time to feel this out. But I would say, you know, don't expect your child to have an answer, but also starting with some job doesn't mean it's a forever job. Getting experience in the workplace, navigating the workplace, everything is very new. I think that we all have hopes and dreams for our kids, and they're based on maybe things we had or didn't have for ourselves. We want them to have their best lives, but that can feel like a lot of pressure for our kids too.
Right.
So I think keeping in mind that we are there to support, but we cannot do it for them.
Very good. Easier said than done.
Yes,
and
for all
good reminder.
Of us. Yeah.
So should kids consider a career counselor as well?
Possibly. You know, I don't. I think that career counseling can be really, really effective for some people who don't have a sense of their interests and their skills and their values and personality. You know, good career decisions are made when we really know ourselves and we know what we're good at. But we also know what gives us energy and where our flow is. And so a career counselor can be one of the options, but I also think reading and trying things out. And really the most important advice is if you move in the direction of your interests and what you like, you don't really go wrong.
Right.
You know, values are important too. How much money do I make? What are the things that are important to me? But our interests lead us closer to the direction I think that we want to be in.
Absolutely. I heard a writer, Elizabeth Gilbert, say, follow your curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot more sustainable than following your passion, which could be loaded with so many different meanings. So
I think that's great. And I think, you know, there's no question that our kids are going to be influenced by what we expose them to, by our career successes, by our career failures, by our struggles, by our hiccups. And very few people have careers that are very straight lines. I mean, nobody that I know. So I think that's another message for our kids, is to show them that if you fall, you can get up. You know, you want to show them more about resiliency and how to deal with the complex web we call life and work than finding the exact thing, because it's not going to be a smooth ride.
Yeah, and that could be a whole topic for another podcast, resiliency.
That's a great idea.
So thank you, Alana, and happy graduation, everybody.
Thank you, Tracy.